Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. With the weather growing colder as we head into winter, there's a lot of talk about how people can keep their homes warm and well-lit without ending up with a huge energy bill each month. The Southern Appalachian Mountain Stewards, or SAMS, a community group in Appalachia, Virginia, is working hard to provide some good advice. On Saturday, November 20th, SAMS hosted a day of free workshops focused on renewable energy and season extension. The event was a part of the Appalachian Community Economics Series, being held over the course of 4 Saturdays in downtown Appalachia, Virginia. By providing workshops and public forums on a wide variety of topics, from the value of mountain herbs to the use of rain barrels to small business development, the series aims to promote the growth of a local, sustainable, and diversified economy in central Appalachia. At the day of workshops on November 20th, Daryl and Pam Collier of Big Stone Gap, Virginia, shared with attendees how they built their own wind turbine and solar energy system from scratch.
I'm Daryl Collier, and this is my wife, Pam, and I'm a retired coal miner, or disabled, actually, and I mostly just stay around the house and piddle.
What made you decide to come up with the solar panels and the wind turbine?
Well, it's mostly what motivated us was the snowstorm we had last winter when it broke down the power lines and stuff, and we wanted to know that when we came home or got up in the middle of the night that we could flip that light switch on and the light would come on.
And so we got to looking on the internet, researching, and I noticed solar cells and solar panels and stuff. And all the time before now, everything I looked at, you know, was just out of my price range. And, I knew there wasn't any way I could sink several thousand dollars in a solar system. And so I started looking at homemade solar panels. And, you know, I looked at a few of the sites there, and it didn't look too expensive. And so I got to investigating, and I thought, well, you know, that looks like something I can do. So
the Colliers have found their materials from a variety of places and often use parts that others have thrown away.
Well, a lot of this stuff, like the wood that Daryl used to build the panels, a lot of it, you know, we just had scrap wood. As far as the pegboard that he was talking about to mount the cells on, the solar cells, that is best to purchase at Lowe's. It's a nominal cost. It's not much at all. But, you know, as I said before, our favorite place is, of course, the trash dump, because people throw away things that it shocks us and it hurts me.
And it's on its way to the landfill to fill up the landfill.
And it's destroying our earth.
We try to put it to use.
What advice would you have for somebody who didn't know how to begin, and sort of how did you learn how to do all of this?
It's totally on the internet. There's hundreds of sites to learn all about it. You know, just like anything else, anything you want to know, you can punch it up there on the internet and find out about it.
But you have to be very, very careful and go to very trustworthy sites. He started researching in February, and we made our first purchase of the solar cells in March, and we had everything up and running by the end of March.
Since installing the system, the Colliers have reduced their energy bill by over 50% and want to share their success story with others.
And that's why we were so pleased to be able to take part of this workshop. It's just to share a little bit. And we know just very minimal compared to what most people know, but we know enough, or my dear husband does, you know, for it to work for us. And it is attainable. You don't have to be a millionaire, because we're not going hungry, obviously, but you know, we live on a tight budget, and we did it. You don't have to spend $20,000 to $100,000 to achieve this, to help save the earth.
And you can keep adding on and adding on, and then you can take it as far as you want to. We just want to be prepared for, like I said, an event. If we lose the grid and We just want to have, you know, we want to be close to normal as we can get it if we do lose the power forever, how long.
You know, if anybody needs, desperately needs to get in touch with us, they can drop us a note in the mail. It's Pam and Daryl Collier, 2827 4th Avenue East, Big Stone Gap, Virginia, 24219. Or if you want to email us with a question, it's dcol10 at comcast.net.
To see the links to some of the websites the Colliers use to learn how to build their solar and wind power system, visit our website at wmmt.org. In addition to the Colliers workshop, Randall Flager of the Pine Mountain Settlement School in Harlan County spent the day showing people how to build a hoop house and shared his knowledge about how to use it to start growing greens as early as February. And Joe Reinhart discussed microhydroelectricity and possibilities for community-owned microhydroelectricity installations in Appalachia. The final event of the Appalachian Community Economics Series before the holidays took place this Saturday, December 12th, and included workshops on chair caning and community-owned renewable energy. For more information on the series, visit wisecountylocal.org. Reporting for WMMT's Making Connections, I'm Sylvia Ryerson. This piece was produced with the additional help of Erica Broach and Susanna Ronalds-Hannon. Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.